Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Becca from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Becca. So how can we help you this Wednesday morning?
I'm really excited because I just bought a new house and I just moved in recently.
Well, congrats. That's awesome. First time. But let me guess. You hate your neighbors.
No. No, I like my neighbors and the neighborhood. But recently, so I've noticed that there's a house at the end of the street that always has a party, like one night a week.
Okay. So are you like kind of bummed, sad that you aren't being invited? Is that what it is?
Well, yes, but no. Yes, I mean, I would like to be invited to this party so I can get to know people in the neighborhood, but no. Well, I just don't know what kind of party it is or what kind of get-together it is, you know.
Right, you kind of don't know what's going on, if they're playing cards or whatever. So do you know anyone that goes to that party that you can ask, like, what it's all about?
I don't know the people who live in the house, but recently there was a chili cook-off in our neighborhood, and this woman, Jackie, invited, she came over and introduced me to herself, and then, like, we were talking, she actually invited me to come to the Friday party, and that, you know, is the one that happens to be at the end of the street, and I feel a little weird, like, showing up, because it's not her house, but she said she goes to these parties regularly.
Okay, so, all right, did you ask her if, like, should you bring, like, something to eat or, like, wine, like, that kind of vibe?
Yeah, no, so she told me not to bring anything. She just told me to bring my boyfriend or fiancé, which I don't have either one, so, you know, no boyfriend or fiancé.
Yeah, so, like, maybe it's a couple's get-together, I don't know, maybe they play cards or some sort of bunko game, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, you know, I just wish I knew what I was walking into before showing up, especially if it's just couples. Like, I don't want to be, like, the odd woman out. And there's, like, you know, really no one else I can ask because I don't know these people yet.
Okay, so what exactly do you want us to do for you?
Okay, so I was thinking maybe you could call Jackie, Natalia, and you could pretend you got invited to the party and then, like, get a vibe and see what's going on to be like. I don't know, it's... Like, if it's just couples, do I need to bring someone? Should I bring, you know, I'd ask Jackie, but I'm kind of shy, and I don't want her to think I don't want to come, and I don't want to, you know, I don't appreciate being invited.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. It's a little awkward and weird, and you're trying to get, like, the vibe of everything, but I can definitely do that. If you just hold on the line and give me Jackie's number, we'll call her.
Okay, great. Hello?
Hi, is this Jackie that lives on Chapel Drive?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Gosh, I'm so sorry. You're not familiar with me. My name is Tina Turner, and I actually live in your neighborhood.
Oh, hi. Oh, okay. I don't think we've met. How did you get my number?
Well, actually, like I said, I do live in the neighborhood. I moved in recently, and I know we haven't met yet, but I am honestly looking so forward to meeting you. So one of the ladies I did meet, she gave me your number to connect with you about this party that's happening Friday night. She was so sweet. She invited me to come. I think her name was Kathleen.
I think you probably mean Katie?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Like I said, I'm still trying to get to know everyone, and it's so hard to keep track of names.
Totally. Well, I mean, so you're calling about the party Friday night, right?
Yes, yes. Okay, so Katie didn't really give me the rundown about it, so I just want to, you know, I don't want to show up empty-handed. Should I bring any food or wine?
Yeah, no, we have all that covered. We have it all taken care of. You can bring your significant other, or if you don't have a partner, that's okay. You can come solo.
Yeah, I'm single, so it's just going to be me, if that's okay.
Yeah, totally, absolutely. Yeah, trust me, with you being single, you're still going to find something to do.
Okay, great. It sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to meet all of you and the neighbors.
Well, I mean, it's not just the neighborhood. I would say there's, like, a lot of people that come to this party that are just from all parts of Virginia Beach, so... Oh, yeah, one more important thing. We have a strict no cell phone policy, so you just, like, leave it in your car, or if you bring it in, we'll just, like, hold it for you and then give it back to you when you leave, okay?
Oh, wow, okay. Well, I've never been to a cookout or party, whatever this is, that you've had to do that. That's different.
Oh, it definitely is a fun party, but it's most definitely not a cookout, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, this sounds really interesting, so I'm looking forward to coming.
Yeah, looking forward to meeting you. Oh, and a lot of people are going to be so excited that we have a new friend attending.
Oh, okay. Thank you. See you Friday.
Okay, see you then.
We just got a call at 473-1045, and I guess, because again, call me an idiot, but I don't know these little signs. Listen to this.
Tell her to look for the pineapples, and it's definitely a swinger club.
What the heck is this up with the pineapples?
I don't know. I did a little research, and apparently that signals that you're into swapping, if you will. I don't know why pineapples were chosen, but I guess it's better than hot dogs.
You know.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's get her back.
Becca.
Right, let's talk to Becca real quick, and then we'll get to your text lines. Yeah. So, Becca, now that you know we think we know what's going on. Are you going to be attending Friday night?
I don't know. I guess I'm naive. I still have no idea what this party's about.
Oh, baby. Oh, my little love cakes. This is a swingers party. They're sharing.
Oh, my God. No. I just moved in to, like, the naughtiest neighborhood in all time.
Yeah. And, like, now you have to tell me what neighborhood this is.
Oh, no. God. I live over in Grant.
Well, I have to know because, you know, Mormon lives of secret wives or whatever. We talked about a Hulu earlier this week. Are you going to be partaking in this party Friday night?
Oh, God, no, absolutely not.
Well,
there you have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.